Echo and Harper Audio present Squeezed, Why Our Families Can't Afford America by Alyssa Quart. Read by Carly Robbins. Introduction. Michelle Belmont's debt haunted her. It was almost unspeakable, but it was a raw relief when anyone asked her about it. She wanted people to hear about her life as she lived it, how her debt trailed her like a child's monster, how it was there when she went to the supermarket, to her son's daycare, and home to her one-bedroom apartment. It began as it often does, with the student loans for the college her parents back home in Georgia thought would ensure their right future. Then, there was the money she borrowed for her Master's of Library Science degree. A bit later, when baby Eamon came along, she and her husband owed over $20,000 in hospital bills as well. What was shocking were the price tags, just for normal things, like Michelle's labor and her overnight stay. She had required a few days extra at the hospital. Eamon had been born weighing 10 pounds, 13 ounces, and she had pushed that hefty creature for 5 hours. "I thought that insurance helps you get by," Michelle told me. "But my husband had a really cheap insurance, and you get what you pay for." Then the debt shadow monster just grew. Eamon developed a fever of 103 degrees and had to go back to the hospital. There were 2 years of surgeries. The bills piled up on the kitchen table. Michelle tried to pay them off, for fear of getting refused treatment later. But then she stopped opening the envelope.